It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to The Sports Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out of the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free telephone number of the attack. I'm reading my tweets right now. Where the hell were we? 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, like I said. If you're traveling around, you're getting ready to get off to work, get the kids off to school, whatever the circumstances are, we want you to be a part of the show. Because you're plugged in somewhere. You're either in your car, or you're on your device, whatever the circumstances are. And if you have the devices, be it an iPhone and an iWatch and an iPoppy and an iTablet and an iComputer and a Mac and a Who and a Big Mac and a quarter pounder with cheese and anything else that you're plugged into, well, guess what? We want you to be a part of it. So you can do any number of things to achieve that level of success. First of all, you can go to our award-winning website, ABN Award, as according to Christy Canyon, and click on the Listen Live button, and hell, there we are, which is a beautiful thing. That being said, and by the way, when you're on the homepage, you can see all the great interviews that we do with all the celebrities, very different people, yada, 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 and it is a good thing. However, if you are heading to the gym, like I said, or getting off to your day, whatever the circumstances are, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, /talk, Listen Live, and there we are. You just type in the name of the show, which is The Sports Attack. So if you're getting about it, you know, we only got you for a limited amount of time each and every day. So we appreciate you being there for us. Out here in New York right now, it's a kind of a rainy, dreary day. It looks more like London than New York. But with that being said, you still have the ability. And, well, that goes my favorite dog walker right now. He's out there trotting with his German Shepherd like he does every single morning. They're both weather prepared. Hey, buddy. He can't hear me, but he can say, go get him. And the dog stops to pee. Always a beautiful thing in the morning. It's you get us. And he's plugged in. I'm looking. The dog isn't, but he is. So, you know, if you're out there and you're doing it, well, guess what? Listen to some Sports Attack, okay? Now, most important for us, American Forces Radio Network, these guys and girls, they protect our six. It's really what it's about. So if you see somebody in a uni, thank them. Be on your way because they're running towards it while we run away from it. Let's tap out right there. When we come back, more of the attack. I'll set the table for you right after this short timeout.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Well, that's me. Welcome back to the Attack, Black U. Robert out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. As we go forward in this day, plenty to talk about, as always, in the world of sports. It was a big weekend, but with that being said, we still have many stories in the world of sports, particularly in Major League Baseball. We're going to start there, work our way back into football as we go forward. And then as basketball gets ready to crank up tomorrow, we'll talk about it a little more. But Major League Baseball is having an identity crisis because they refuse to do what I think is apparently obvious, and that is just embrace what it is as a sport. It's still America's game. It still has transcended time, as it were. You know, and I'm not going to start quoting Field of Dreams here, but everybody who's seen the movie, the great speech by James Earl Jones, and the fact that it is woven into the fabric of American society, and it's not going to change, not unless they manage to completely F it up, which is possible, because, you know, it's what they do. Now, the putting a clock on Major League Baseball, it defeats the actual purpose of Major League Baseball. I'm just extraordinarily stumped. And I think Rob Manfred is a pretty good commissioner. And I do think the stuff they've addressed thus far is okay. I hope they don't go to a clock between pitches or between at-bats, because at that point in time, it defeats the purpose of what baseball is about. Now, I know I've gotten here in a long-winded, convoluted way. They're worried about pace of play. And I'm gonna try like hell to get Manfred on. You know, they only have a tendency to go with the big boys, but I really want to get him on. So they've done the following things. They've put a limit on mound visits. Okay. So you can only go out if you're a catcher, 6 times. If you can trot out to the mound. And that includes coaches and managers. And you get one additional mound visit for every extra inning played. So if you go into the 10th, the 11th, the 12th, you get one visit per inning. So, if the catcher goes to the mound, it's a visit. The infielder goes to the mound, it's a visit. Second mound visit of an inning. This is where it gets a little dicey. requires a pitching change. So if your shortstop is translating for your pitcher and he screws up and he goes there a second time, you got to yank your pitcher. This is going to be amazing. Managers are going to get thrown out over this. I can promise you that. Now, there are exemptions to the mound visit rule. The following does not count against each team's mound visit total. And they put mount in the article, which just shows you how much they know about baseball. A pitcher-catcher conference between batters. An infielder goes to the mound to clean his spikes during rainy conditions. Any visit involving a potential injury, any visit after a pinch hitter is announced. Also, if a team has exhausted their six mound visits, the umpire has the discretion to allow the catcher to visit the pitcher following a cross-up. What are you doing? Commercial breaks will be shorter. Okay, so this I like. So they're going to have to edit down their commercials, which they should have been required to do to start out with, rather than try to sell you the Book of Job in between innings. Now, on regular season games, commercial breaks will be 205, nationally televised games, 225, and postseason games, 255. And that's good. Now, the pitchers themselves are no longer guaranteed 8 warm-up pitches. They can throw as many as they want. With 25 seconds remaining, umpire directs pitcher to complete final warm-up pitch. 20 seconds remaining, batter is announced and must leave on deck circle. 0 seconds remaining, pitcher must then deliver a pitch to the batter. There are special circumstances, potential injury, ground crews tending to the field or other on. As soon as the final out of an inning is recorded, the timer resets and begins. Timer also begins when the reliever leaves the bullpen and crosses the warning track or foul line in case of on-field bullpens. There will no, and this is where it gets pointless. There will be no automatic ball strike penalties for timer violations. There had been talk of charging the pitcher with an automatic ball if he wasn't ready to deliver the pitch. And being the ba ba doom boom, here are the enforcement rules. Umpires shall direct players and enforce the inning break and pitching time limits on the field. Players who consistently or flagrantly violate the time limits will be subject to progressive discipline for just cause by the Office of Commissioner pursuant to Article 11C of the Basic Agreement. They didn't put the pitch clock in. They have a 20-second, 30-second in AA, AAA. So the ones that are coming up, and it's going to happen. Okay? So, here's my solution. And no joke here. And what they're worried about, and I understand how they've been going about doing the research on this, okay? They're worried that the demographic for baseball, which is the oldest in the big four sports, is such that they're going to lose their fan base somewhere down the line. Genuine concern. I get that. Part of the problem is this, and it's the biggest part of the problem, not the pace of play. Your tickets are too expensive. Your parking is too expensive. Your access is too expensive. Everything involved in baseball is too expensive. You know, athletes get paid huge salaries. I get that. And you have to make money. But you absolutely must do something to bring younger fans into the game. And if you don't do it, that's where you're going to lose your fan base. Not because a 3 hour and 17 minute game becomes a 2 hour and 48 minute game. That doesn't matter. You're either going to the game or you're not going to the game. And knocking a few minutes off here and there, it's not going to change whether or not some kid decides to go to the ballpark. You have to make the game more appealing to the masses by reaching into your wallet and making it more dollar friendly. Let's tap out right there. When we come back, I'm going to continue with that thought here in the attack.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve.
800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
You're back with the attack. We're talking baseball. I get it. You look at the demographics, you look at the research, you got to have a younger group of people coming in. But how are you going about it? Man, you just can't. The way they're going about it, and I'm telling you, it's going to change. You know, it's It's not the right way to go about it. I got to get Manfred on. I really do. I'll start working on that today. It's all dollars and cents, okay? If you're these teams, you've got to make a certain section of seats available for less money so the kids can come out in the summer by themselves and afford to go. The other aspect of it, too, and this is socioeconomical right here, all right? You've got 50% of the people in this country are being raised in single-parent homes. Now, I remember the first time my dad and I went to a baseball game. And no, I'm not going to wax poetic about the good old days. But we went to Yankee Stadium, and we had obstructed view seats because if you sold Boy Scout candy, you could win tickets. And I won tickets. And we got seats to a Yankee game. And my dad and I went. I had to sit behind a pole because he wanted the good seat. But I remember it, you know, like it was yesterday. I don't remember the game and all the details and everything else, but I remember the two of us hanging out and going to the baseball game. You want to get fannies in the seats? That's what needs to happen. You need to have a parent or a grandparent or a cousin or whatever, because times have changed, that takes kids to baseball games. And I'm talking young kids. And if you go to the baseball game and it's June or July and you're sitting there in the sun and you're having some ice cream or you're having a beer or, you know, whatever, say, well, the kid's not having a beer, obviously. And you're sitting there and you're having a good time. The kid is hooked for life. That's it. I know I was. And it was because of the interaction between my dad and myself. The game was secondary. I mean, it was great to see your heroes out there. I was a Roger Maris fan. But that's how you get them hooked on the game. Not by pitch clocks and mound visits and all this kind of stuff. You've got to get these kids out there. Once they're out there, they're hooked. Yeah, they're going to look at their phones and text, you know, and hey, we're in a baseball game. It's boring. It's boring. I can't wait to see you. They'll go back. I promise you they'll go back. So, yeah, I understand why they're doing it. I understand some of the necessity. They're going to go to a pitch clock, which I wish they wouldn't do. But again, what the hell is the difference in a 3-hour and 17-minute game as opposed to a 2-hour and 48-minute game? Nothing. Well, it's a half hour, Bob. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're sitting in the stadium anyway. If the game is good, you're into it. It really doesn't matter how long it's taken. And oh, by the way, in most of the stadiums, you got to sit in a damn parking lot in your car to get out, and that takes another hour. So what are you doing? You're altering the fabric of the game on a game that shouldn't be touched. Stupid. Stupid. And I've listened to a bunch of people in my field who they are, yeah, good. It's a great thing that they're doing. The game needs to speed up. And that's been their entire input. I'm sorry that, you know, your little Johnny has the attention span of a gnat. So 317 is going to make a difference with 248. No, he's still going to have the attention span of a gnat. Try talking to him. Try explaining to him the intricacies of the game. Ooh and ah when a home run goes 450 feet. That's what you need to be doing. Oh, man. It drives me nuts. It does. It just freaking drives me nuts. I don't know. J.D. Martinez is going to Boston, looks like. And therefore, Jared Dyson has signed with the Diamondbacks. 7.5 over 2. Dyson Speed and D. J.D. Martinez hits a lot of home runs. Martinez's deal is interesting. 5 years, $110 million. So, less than Yoenis Cespedes. Similar players. Cespedes, better fielder. Now, supposedly, Martinez had a 5-year $125 million, but they did adjustments as they were going along. They got an opt-out clause 2 years in, and it's front-loaded. So he could hit the free agent market again in 2 years. So we'll see. Interesting team, Boston. And JD is going to be DHing for the most part. And this will stop all the Big Poppy coming back rumors. It's amazing that he walked out when he did. He still had plenty left. Wonder why he did that. Andrew Benintendi, Mookie Betts, Jackie Bradley Jr. in center field. It's a damn good team. Everybody's giving the division to the Yankees. We'll see. J.D. Martinez, 30 years old. He's averaged 296, 363, 580 on his slash line over the last 3 years. Averaged 35 home runs per season. Giancarlo produced 150 OPS, 38 home runs annually. So parallel. Big difference on that, of course, is Stanton's been injured a few times, and J.D. Martinez has been pretty much on the board almost always. For all the bitching and moaning about collusion and, you know, nobody's getting signed and all this kind of good stuff, three big free agents have come off in the last week. And that's J.D., Yu Darvish, who went to the Cubs, and Eric Hosmer. And the Yu Darvish kind of flew under the radar a little bit for a lot of people. But, you know, again, sub 500 pitcher last year. But in that rotation, if he can handle Wrigley, and that's always the big if. If you can handle Wrigley, you can do anything. Yeah, well, we'll see. But he's going to join him a pretty good rotation there. And that we'll see. Yu Darvish, John Lester, Quintana, Kendricks, and Chatwood. You know, who ends up doing what down the line? Right now they got Brandon Morrow penciled in as their closer. So, yeah, we'll see. A lot of keys for the Cubs. You know, Kyle Schwarber turned into Rob Deere last year. 30 home runs, 59 RBIs, and a .211 batting average. That's, to me, next year, that's the key to their season. If he refines year one, they'll romp to the division. If he does what he did with it, no, not so much. Not so much. I'm watching Schwarber's workout routine right now on ESPN. Holy moly. I would die. I would die. But what do you do? Hosmer going to San Diego. This was interesting. San Diego's a bad team. You know? It. How and where does he fit? I mean, Will Myers was good last year. He didn't hit for average, but he hits for power. I don't know. It seemed like to me it was just, I can make some money. And the market had dried up in him, but was there just no offer from Kansas City? You know, it's funny, I find that weird too with the Royals. Because with the discounted rates of the free agents, I'm wondering why they haven't made more of an effort to re-sign their guys. Because you're getting them on the discount. I don't know. Maybe they don't value them as high as everybody else does. We'll tap out right there. When we come back, more baseball here in the Attack. It's almost spring.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Every business has unique stats that lead them on a path to growth. Let Muse Platforms find yours with a free assessment to see how we can help you increase sales. Text STATS to 797979 for your free assessment today. MusePlatforms.com will build your digital marketing platform through insight, innovation, and impact. We provide a one-stop shop for Adobe Creative and Marketing Cloud solutions for businesses of all sizes. So text STATS to 797979 today. Let your stats lead you down a path to growth.
You're back with the Attack Black U. Robert, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number, the Attack, and 1-800-878-PLAY. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. I mean, I'm looking. And I get the Hosmer deal. I do. I'm looking at San Diego's. They could surprise some people, I guess, but they don't have the pitching. Clayton Richard, 34 years old, sub 500. He's their top pitcher. And then there's a bunch of guys that, you know, belong in the movie Major League. No joke. And the other aspect of it, too, is that Petco is still a pitcher's ballpark. You know, does Andy Green survive it? He got the team pointed further in the right direction, I guess. They were 68-94 in 2016 and 71-91 last year. So, you know, that doesn't bode particularly well. I don't know. I mean, when you look at Petco, it's a canyon, even with the move in the field, with the fences. And I we'll see. He drops in the middle of their lineup, and we'll find out how much of an impact he can have going forward. Eight years, $144 million. He's right in his prime. He can opt out after five. $5 million signing bonus. It's got to be approved by the commish. Maybe we'll put a clock on the signing check. Salary's $20 million each year from 2018 through 22, and then $13 million. So it's top front loaded. All right. I mean, Royals offered up 7 years, 147. Evidently, the eighth. Adam C. Harper on Facebook, and we never heard of him again. Ouch. That's cold. Oh, man. We'll see. You know, hope springs eternal. Hope springs eternal. Well, you know, one of the baseball stories, that's pretty funny. That's got me chuckling. Cha-Cha's in the hospital. Orlando Cepeda in a Bay Area hospital. He's 80 years old. Don't know. He's had some health issues. But Cha-Cha was great, man. I mean, he was, and you know, considering the non-PEDs and all that kind of good stuff, I mean, he was the equivalent of Albert Pujols. No joke. Played with the Cards, played with the Giants. You know, I ain't writing him off here, but they said it was not good. They got him there in a hurry, and they're extremely worried about him. Ryan Braun is taking grounders at first, and that's a good thing. You know, I want to go back. You know, we were talking. About the Yankees for a brief second there. Everybody is giving them the division. Well, it's going to be an exhibition of home run derby. And that's okay. No, I mean, no joke. That's okay. But don't give them the division yet. You know, you look at last year. I mean, Tampa Bay's in a complete reboot, and their team is not happy about that. You can pencil this in right now. They're going to finish last in the East. Anybody who was halfway decent, they've blown out the door. There were two games under 500 last year. They're heading towards the bottom quickly. I don't know what the hell's going to happen to that franchise. They'll be lucky to draw a million this year. And because of the television contract, everybody makes money, so they don't have to spend. What they need is a new stadium in downtown Tampa, but they move like mud down there. Boston finished two games in front of the Yankees, and the Yankees kept it close all the way through the stretch in September, which made it interesting. And they feel that with the additions of Giancarlo Stanton and various other people, that they're going to be the prohibitive favorite in the American League East over Boston. But that's not the case. And, you know, with Martinez signing, Boston's team pretty much comes back intact. And they're going to be around. And the Yankees, they better hope it plays. Now, they bolstered their bullpen. I think they have the best bullpen in baseball. But we'll see how Aaron Boone handles them. You know, one of the big arguments with Joe Girardi was that he fried his pen. The starting rotation is good, not great. They have to hope that Severino continues to shine at the top. 14-6 last year. And he's young. And he throws. But he's also going into his third year, and he's considered the ace in the, of the rotation now. So, we'll see. Who's going to play where in the outfield? See, to me, that's almost the bigger question. Now, is Giancarlo Stanton going to be happy being the DH? The majority of the time? Nah, I don't think so. Hicks is going to play center field. And this is the year they need Aaron Hicks to come into his own. I mean, he's 28 years old. He's hitting his prime. Last year, 266, 15, 52. They still got Jacoby Ellsbury on the roster. Boy, would they like to get rid of him. But nobody's going to be stupid enough to pick that contract up. And who sits if they're both in the lineup? Brett Gardner's 34. He still has good range, but it's starting to slow down a little bit for him. I mean, there's no question in my mind that they're going to score a ton of runs. Who's going to catch the ball? And somebody's got to get on base. Aaron, Giancarlo, best player on the team, I got news for you, sports fans, is Didi Gregorius. What are you talking about, Bob? That's crazy. No. Understand something. He played in 136 games last year, all right? 136. Had he gotten a 150, let's say, that 87 RBIs would have turned into 100. The home run total might have gone to 30 or thereabouts. And he fields his position like nobody else. He has seamlessly gone into the replace Derek Jeter mode and done the job without even blinking. I mean, hello. Now, they have holes. Now, I don't know if Moustakas is going to end up playing third base for them in the long term because he's still out there. And Ronald Torres is penciled in right now at second base. He who has the number 74 on his back, and that's usually not a good sign. He's a little tiny dude. 5'8", buck 55. He can field the position. And quite honestly, they don't really need another big bat, but they need somebody who's not an automatic out. And he does manage to put bat on ball. They'd like to see the OBP go up. He's at 31%. You get that into the 33, 35 range, and they'd be pretty happy with him. Yeah, he strikes out a lot, but everybody strikes out a lot. Third base is where they got their issue. You know, is it going to be Andujar? Is it going to be Gleyber Torres? They'd like it to be Miguel Andujar. Don't know. But they lost Todd Frazier. I mean, you know, you can't pay everybody. And Gleyber Torres coming up off injury. We'll see. You know, there's still plenty of time going in. Like I said, I would not be surprised if when the Yankees are about halfway through spring training, if they're not liking what they're seeing out of their third baseman. Because man, Torres is young. He's green as grass. He's 21 years old. He looks the part. He's 6'1". He's a buck 75. They would feel much better about him at that position if he was 6'1", a buck 90. But we'll see. Now, if they get towards the middle of spring training or the back end of spring training and Moustakas is still out there, they may sign him to a one-year show me at $15 million or $18 million and just bring him in, drop him in at third base, and let him play. And if that's the case, then the Yankees are set. But like I said, they have two really questionable holes in their lineup. And in the American League, you know, let's be honest about it. This is not National League baseball. You can have one hole in your lineup in the American League. You can't have two. And if you have two, guys in your lineup can be pitched around. And it will be a lot of frustration with Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton if there are not people on base when they get up to bat. Let's tap out there. We'll come back, wrap the hour right after this.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack Black U. Phone number 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Other stories. And it's, we're getting into spring training now, starting to have some fun. Ryan Braun reported he's taking ground balls at first base. Milwaukee's a team to keep an eye on this year. No joke. They got Lorenzo Cain, Christian Yelich back in January. They'd love to move Braun. Nobody wants him. They finished one game out of the postseason. Okay. He's been their left fielder forever. And last year, it dipped for him. He had a lot of injuries. He only played in 105 games. He had 17 home runs, 52 RBIs. And the numbers have been down since he's been off the PEDs. But he's got the body in shape. And he's going to have to, get into the spirit of things in Milwaukee, because they're ready to move on from him. And rightfully so. He's in his mid-30s and... he's been a problem more than an answer with the PED stuff, and that was embarrassing for the organization. But, it's a young, crowded outfield, so we'll see. Let's tap out right there. We'll be back right after the news at the top of the hour, and we'll be talking more sports here at the Attack. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Never again should a student be silenced by gunshots.
That's one of the survivors of last week's school shootings in Parkland, Florida, who rallied yesterday calling on lawmakers to tighten gun control measures.
The time for change wasn't now. The time for change was years ago.
Today, over 100 students from that Florida high school are expected to hop on buses and travel to their state capital of Tallahassee to deliver their demands directly to state lawmakers. Meanwhile, President Trump says he would back improving the federal gun background check system. The White House confirming that the president has spoken recently with Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn about a bill that Cornyn and Senate Democrat Chris Murphy of Connecticut have helped craft and are supporting. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-768-0158. 800-768-0158.
President Trump says he supports Mitt Romney's bid for the U.S. Senate from Utah, endorsing his former rival and the major figure within the Republican Party as he seeks the seat that's been held by outgoing Senator Orrin Hatch, the endorsement marking the latest chapter in at times tumultuous relationships, as Romney was among the top Republican critics of Trump's behavior during the 2016 campaign, and Trump fired back in return, mocking Romney for his loss in the 2012 presidential election. Billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk is getting the green light to start digging a tunnel for his so-called East Coast Hyperloop. The Washington, D.C. Department of Transportation last week giving Musk's boring company a preliminary permit to start digging the tunnel at an abandoned lot in a northeast D.C. neighborhood. Officials say they're upbeat but noncommittal about that project, which Musk says could someday connect Washington, Baltimore, Philadelphia, and New York City. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take Zizol. Use as directed.
Pennsylvania's Supreme Court releasing a new congressional map after the previous one was found to be unconstitutional because of gerrymandering by Republicans. The map was approved in a 4-3 vote, and it's set to take effect in time for the state's May 15th primaries. Pennsylvania's current map, one of the most gerrymandered in the nation, President Trump captured Pennsylvania with 48.6% of the vote in 2016, but Republicans hold 13 of the state's House seats as compared to only 5 for Democrats. That new map is expected to assist Democrats, especially in the suburbs of Philadelphia, where the party was already targeting a handful of swing districts. Last summer, Defense Secretary James Mattis ordered a panel to come up with a new policy concerning transgender troops after President Trump unexpectedly announced a ban on transgender military service last July. Now the Pentagon's new policy on transgender troops is to be released sometime this week. The president's order last July set off months of legal challenges, several rulings against the Trump administration as well. Mattis's panel on transgender service supposed to have that new policy developed by tomorrow. And Team USA is moving on in the men's hockey tournament at the Winter Games in South Korea after topping Slovakia 5-1 in the playoffs qualifying match. They've now booked a trip to the quarterfinals to take on the Czech Republic. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices.
prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
That's me. Welcome back. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, blah, 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 blah. You know, look, it's you want to get to us, there's all kinds of ways to go about it. You're on your device, 9:06 and 45 seconds here on the East Coast. So you're sitting at your desk or on your way to your desk, whatever the circumstances are. We only get you for a brief period of time. So if you're at your desk already, go to our website at Sports Byline USA. Click on the Listen Live button. We're right there for you. Get to see all the different shows, programming lists, the whole nine yards, all the guests that we have on the court, on the field, off the field, whole nine yards. It's a beautiful thing. And you can just click on a Listen Live, and I'm right there for you. Okay? So if you're used to doing that, you're probably already listening. However, if you are plugged in somewhere and you're at the gym or you're getting the kids off to school or the husband and or wife off to work, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. And that's the way to go about it. I mean, today is radio on the go. And you're going. And you're going fast. Doesn't matter where you are. I got a friend of mine that listens. He lives in Oklahoma. Owns a ranch. Actually, technically, it's a farm and a ranch. So he's got cattle. And he's got steers. You know, only two things come from Oklahoma. And he's in the tractor a lot of times harvesting wheat. He's got Sirius XM in his tractor. He's told me. So when we're on air, he listens. Yeah. When we're not on air, he's plugged into his device and he does iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. We're old college buddies. He goes, I can't believe you made it that far. You're wasted most of the time. He was right. Look, for us, most important, the American Forces Radio Network and these guys and girls, they listen to us each and every day. We have a great time when we're down at Army Navy, but it's more than that. They're around the world protecting us. You know, they don't get the luxury of popping home whenever they want or listening whenever they want, you know, for that matter. So see somebody in a uni, just go up and thank them, buy them a cup of coffee, whatever the circumstances are, be on your way. They're running towards it where we run away from it. Let's run to a commercial.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book?
Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack, Black. You. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Plenty going on in the world of sports, as we've been talking about all morning. And eventually I was going to have to get to it, but unfortunately, I have to talk about Ray Caruth. He's been in prison a long time. He's got an 18-year-old son who was born with brain damage after Caruth had his mother killed. Hired a trigger man to kill Chirica Adams. He got 18 to 24 years in prison back in 1997. He's getting out of jail on October 22nd. And he wrote a 15-page letter to Chirica's mother, Sandra Adams. Saying that he's not trying to win the public over, but he just wants the truth to be out. He said, if I feel like I did it in the open, he had an interview with WBTV down in Charlotte. I don't want to talk about this. I got to talk about this. I don't like giving airtime to anything to do with this guy. Because when you try to rationalize what you did or what you were involved with. So he said in the interview, I say publicly, Ms. Adams, I apologize, Ms. Adams. I take responsibility for what happened, and she can no longer get on television and do an interview that say Ray has never apologized to me. He said, I'm apologizing for the loss of her daughter, and I'm apologizing for the impairment of my son. Chancellor has cerebral palsy and permanent brain damage. I feel responsible for everything that happened. And I just want to know that I'm truly sorry for everything. He also feels that he and Chirica should be raising Chancellor together. And he wants to survive as Chancellor's guardian. But then he calls her a liar. Yeah, what he's gone on to endure, and he meaning Chancellor, to endure, thrive, and overachieve with you by his side, is heart-wrenching and inspiring on its own, and there isn't any need for embellishment or lies. And yet, you make a habit out of doing so in every interview you've given since the beginning of the whole ordeal. He's found God, which I hope he has. And he said, that's changed a lot of the ways that I see and view things. I mean, I don't know how. I don't even know how to address this. You know, now, supposedly, he hired the trigger man. And he took responsibility for the conspiracy. I don't know. You know, it took now understand something. He was not there, okay? And for those, this is not revisionist history. I remember at the time. You know, he hired two guys, man, Brett Watkins and Michael Kennedy. Watkins shot Adams multiple times. Kennedy got out in 2011. It took Adams a month to pass away. And the kid is mentally messed up. I can't even begin to fathom how they would reconcile. And how's he going to support this kid? You know, the other aspect of it is he's diminished the daughter into a one-night stand. Now, that may be true. He said, outside of a physical relationship, me and your daughter were practically strangers. All right. He's not the first person to think with the little head. And he said it wasn't about paying child support. It was the motive was more to do with Chirica being unwilling to get an abortion. I mean, what does he do when he gets out? What does he do? Hui. I mean, I don't know. I guess honestly. I mean, the kid's never going to be able to understand how and why everything happened. So I guess if he wants to take responsibility, because Adams's mom is not going to be there forever. But I looked at this morning and I didn't know how I was going to talk about it. I have to be honest about it. I still don't know how to go about this. You know, I mean, the government will help him financially. Is that the motivation? See, to me, and that's where, again, people drop the ball, okay? The journalism's dead in this country. It really is. But you sit there and, okay, you want to take responsibility for your son. Well, the obvious question is, how are you going to do that? When you get out of prison, what do you have lined up? Are you going to go back to college? Do you have a profession that you would like to pursue? Because it ain't going to be football. You're 44 years old. I don't know. And, oh, by the way, if you decided to if you were able to get custody, you know, is it going to be fought by Ms. Adams? I don't know. I just... And, oh, by the way, you know, he wanted her to get an abortion, which, you know, to me is murder, but that's a discussion for a different day. It's, I don't know. I mean, I remember at the time, just Ray just came across as not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I don't know. I am perplexed. What I'm not perplexed about is the fact we got to go to break, so let's do it.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Well, I can't go back there. I really can't. I guess it's all right. He's getting out of jail. I personally, I'd keep him in there forever, but Baker Mayfield is having issues. And this is created by the media. Well, part of it is him, but it's created by the media. He got busted when he was at OU. And, you know, you've heard all the planting the flag and all that stuff. Flipping off the Kansas sideline. You know, he runs on adrenaline. He's got great skill, but he runs on adrenaline. That stuff flies in college. It doesn't fly in the pros. And I ultimately, if he drops, which, again, you know, we speculate, it's pro days and combines, and he was down at the Senior Bowl. He impressed in the brief time he was down there. He didn't play in a game because he had to leave and, you know, go home for a family emergency, which was legit. But the inevitable, and they are inevitable, Johnny Manziel. Comparisons are in play. But it's the antics are red flagging for GMs. And I've talked to a couple who will not go on the record. And they said, look, he's a little short, but he's got a big arm. He's very accurate. But they do have questions about between the ears. And it's legit. You know. How does it play out? I don't know. The fact that he can produce is going to weigh into it. The fact that character issues are there is going to weigh into it. I don't see him going number one. I just don't. It's but I do think he's going to go top 10. And he wins. And that you know to me is probably going to outweigh everything. These are career, and I don't mean for the quarterback. These are career make or break decisions. The fact that you have to be able to control your emotions. The fact that if you have a professional career as a quarterback, hopefully it's going to be a 10-plus year career where you are a franchise guy and you hopefully play your entire career with one team. And even with the quarterbacks, it's becoming more and more rare. I mean, you know, Alex Smith, who was the number one overall pick, is now on his third team. And he's a very good quarterback. Not a great quarterback, but he's a very good quarterback. Most of the mocks, at least at this point in time, have Donald Rosen-Darnold going in some order to the Browns and the Giants. Poor Bradley Chubb. He must feel like the orphan child left out of the equation because every single mock on the planet has him going to Indianapolis. Personally, if the quarterbacks go 1-2, I'd be taking Saquon Barkley, but that's just me. But then where it starts to get interesting for teams that need quarterbacks, and it's only at 5 and 6 because it drops out of the top 10 after that. And again, barring trades and all that kind of good stuff. But Denver and the Jets, who both need quarterbacks. And almost every single mock has Baker Mayfield or Josh Allen going to Denver / New York. Like I said, there's a lot of time between now and when it happens. What ends up happening to Kirk Cousins remains to be seen. And how it ends up playing out, well, remains to be seen. It's guys are going to drop, guys are going to rise. It's funny, Mason Rudolph now is starting to climb back into first round consideration, and the scouts are really split on him. I mean, for those of you listening to the show, you guys know I love the guy. I think he can play on the next level big time. But we'll find out. Now, whether or not the scouts feel the same way remains to be seen. And I've talked to you about what I feel about Josh Allen's accuracy. So, you know, we'll see. Now, in some of the mocks, I've seen Baker fall as far as 15 down in Arizona. We'll see. We'll see. You know, that being said, there's all kinds of things going on in National Football League right now, not the least of which it's Tag Your It time, which we'll get into. But the other aspect is you got the Jets allegedly willing to pay almost any price for a quarterback. Now, supposedly, Kirk Cousins is their target. I'm not a huge Kirk Cousins fan. I think he's good, not great. I think with the right team, he could get you to a Super Bowl. I don't know that it's the Jets or the right team. But supposedly the Jets are willing to mortgage the house to get him. Now, as far as the willingness to spend money, Jets are willing to do that. And they got plenty of room. They're going to be about $100 million. So, especially once Muhammad Wilkerson gets cut. So, if the Jets get him, that changes everything with the draft. Because they have a lot of needs. They've been a perennial doormat. But, you know, with that being said, they could go for a combination if they were able to land Cousins of grabbing Calvin Ridley. Or if Saquon Barkley somehow fell to 6, getting him. Or if they have the quarterback. And it would be difficult because they're in the same division, but trading for those two first-round draft picks with Buffalo. Okay. We'll see. Now, there is a certain appeal to playing in a New York spotlight. There's also a certain negativity to playing in the New York spotlight. And if it's the negativity aspect of it that turns off Kirk Cousins, well, then he'll go someplace else. But if the Jets drop 5 years and $150 on him, you know, nobody's going to leave $30 million plus on the table. Vikings have a certain amount of money to offer. Denver has a certain amount of money to offer. Now, look, Cousins is a legit NFL quarterback. The Jets don't have legit NFL quarterbacks. You know, we'll see. And don't forget, once you get in, and I hate to use college analogies in a professional game, but once you get in the room with John Elway as a quarterback, it's pretty tough to get out of the room with John Elway as the quarterback. The man is a legend. So we'll see. But evidently that's the Jets' target, according to Rich Cimini. And Rich isn't usually wrong. What do you say we tap out right there? When we come back, like I said, tag you're it. It's franchise tag day in the National Football League, and there's going to be a lot of unhappy players when all is said and done. I'm Bob Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Every business has unique stats that lead them on a path to growth. Let Muse Platforms find yours with a free assessment to see how we can help you increase sales. Text STATS to 797979 for your free assessment today. MusePlatforms.com will build your digital marketing platform through insight, innovation, and impact. We provide a one-stop shop for Adobe Creative and Marketing Cloud solutions for businesses of all sizes. So text STATS to 797979 today. Let your stats lead you down a path to growth.
Yeah, we could do that. You're back with the attack, Black U. Like I said, tag, you're it. So, if you are not up on what happens with the transition tags or franchise tags or whatever, you got 2 weeks to do it. The most common is the non-exclusive franchise tag. It's a one-year tender, the one that Kirk's been playing under for the last couple of years. And the way it starts at, it's an amount no less than the average of the top five salaries at the player's position over the last 5 years, or 120% of the previous salary, whichever is greater. That benefits the player big time, dollar and cents wise. But it does lock them in. And that's what Kirk Cousins and Le'Veon Bell got. And the teams have until, or the players, I should say, have until 4 p.m. Eastern on July 16th to negotiate a contract with the team. And if they go past that date, the player can only sign a one-year deal. And then they go back into free agency, and in many instances, they can be tagged again. Now, you saw back a couple of years ago when Gettleman was still the GM of the Panthers, where they gave the tag to Josh Norman and then rescinded it before he signed the sheet and dealt him off to Washington. Teams can only use one tag in a year. So you got to really pick your person, as the case may be. And we'll find out. Now, I'm seeing all this stuff out there about Nick Foles. No. The Eagles are not going to trade him. And just, you know, for teams, and I was talking about the Jets, who need quarterbacks, and there are a number of them out there. Denver is still, that window is wide open for them. They just don't have anybody that can play the position. Now, I know they're trying to settle it in New Orleans, and I don't see Breeze moving on, but obviously he sits at the top of the list. If you're looking for a one-year situation where maybe you're going to draft a quarterback, but you want a guy to run it. And I think Drew's pretty much on a year-by-year basis at this point in time at 38 years of age. But they finally have the direction that they need to go in. Because they understand that having two running backs, the qualities of what they have, they're going to be able to do great things for the foreseeable future. So I don't see him moving on. Which takes us, of course, to Kirk Cousins, who Denver's going to want him and the Jets are going to want him. And Cleveland wants him. Well, I don't see him going to Cleveland. Cleveland's going to have to hope they hit the home run with the draft. Let's put it this way. If he signs with Cleveland, that would be one of the major upsets in the history of free agency involving all professional sports. Case Keenum is out there. Now, I love the story from last year. He certainly showed that he can play in the league. He's not a guy you build around. I'm sorry. I mean, it's a good story. He's a bridge guy. Does A.J. McCarron become a free agent? Because that's still to be decided. And what do you get? You know, I nobody knows what A.J. McCarron is. And how are you going to justify what you're doing dollar and cents wise with A.J. McCarron? Is it a one-year deal? Is it a two-year deal? Is it incentive laden? You certainly can't commit to a five-year deal with him. Because he may end up being just, you know, he may end up being Chase Daniel. Now, who's out there too, by the way? And like I said, you've got, you know, you've got four guys coming in a quarterback position that, you know, you don't know. Sam Bradford's out there, but, you know, he's going to go on to a team. See, the only way that I could see Philly moving, if they could get the mother load for Nick Foles. Somebody says, you know something? He's come into his own. He's a Super Bowl MVP. We're willing to give up two first-round picks. Buffalo, for example. They're willing to give up two first-round picks and a second 2 years from now to get Nick Foles. The only way that that happens, the only way any team gets their claws on Nick Foles is if a Sam Bradford type or a Teddy Bridgewater type, if they decide, because that's still to be determined whether or not he's a free agent, or a Case Keenum type, is in place with an agreement to go to Philadelphia, that they know they're going to get him. Because then Howie Roseman turns into the greatest GM in the history of sports. Because if you could get value for Nick Foles, and the kind of value I'm talking about, and because Carson Wentz is not going to be ready, you get Sam Bradford, or you get Teddy Bridgewater, or you get Case Keenum, and you bring him into Philadelphia, and he's your quarterback to start the year while Carson Wentz continues to heal. Well, then you're going to be going back to the Super Bowl a few times. Now, is that doable? Yeah, I mean, in theory, sure it is. Sure it is. But for the most part, not so much. You know, again, I don't know. And again, you know, salary cap casualties, the whole nine yards. What's going to happen, and, you know, take it full circle, back to the franchise tag. Steelers are going to tag Le'Veon Bell. But like I said, they got to July 16th. Also, both sides have indicated that they're going to get a deal done. So they will get it done. The other big one, which, considering he had the biggest year of his career with 15 sacks, is DeMarcus Lawrence. And this one scares me. And I'm not so sure I cut a long-term deal with DeMarcus Lawrence. He ain't going to be happy, and he's going to bitch and moan about the fact they franchised him rather than cutting a deal. But I'll tell you something. Here's the problem with him. He had a huge season, complete breakout season. Contract year. Oh, wait, yeah. There's the stickler. His first three seasons, he sucked. He was injured most of the time. He had a suspension mixed in there. What's going to happen with this guy if you drop 4 years 80 on him? Front loaded. What are you going to get? You going to get the first 3 years, or are you going to get the fourth year? Oh, man, I don't envy Jerry in that situation. I really don't. Allen Robinson's probably going to get franchised. You know, Jacksonville's in a weird spot. He had the injury in the first week. And he had an year in 2016. I don't see them letting him walk. I think they're going to try to sign Marquise Lee. I think Allen Robinson will probably get franchised and probably play under it this year. He's not going to be happy about that. Again, these guys are never happy about it. They want the long-term security. But he's going to be still making $12, $13 million a year, whatever the circumstances are. And he's got to prove that he's healthy. That's the ultimate. And that's why the guys want the security. And that's why they want the upfront whip out. Because it's that fragile a situation. It looks like the Rams are going to tag Sammy Watkins, at least according to Aiden Gonzalez, the ESPN Rams reporter. I don't know why. I mean, there's other guys on that team who have come along. Yeah, they invested a lot. They gave up a second rounder in E.J. Gaines. But, you know, again, Watkins under 1,000 yards, way under 1,000 yards. Franchise tag's about 16-2. And he was the team's fourth leading receiver. I let him go. I think he's been one of the most colossal busts in the history of the league. He can't stay on the field. And when he does, he's not producing like everybody expected him to produce. He has all the physical skills. I don't think he has the heart. Bears are going to tag Kyle Fuller. Understandable. His first year and his fourth were his best years. But Ryan Pace isn't going to let him walk. I mean, they've got to keep some guys on that team. Panthers are going to tag Norwell, more than likely. 26 years old, all pro. It's you know, not going to happen. Zeke Ansah for the Lions. Yeah, we'll see. They got $40 million in cap space. He's also turning 29 years old. But pass rushers are hard to find. Sheldon Richardson, more than likely with the Seahawks. He clogs the middle. I mean, that's his game. But Pete Carroll motivates people. He's young enough. And there's some guys that are going to get cut loose. Jarvis Landry is going to get cut loose by Miami. He wants the big bucks, but, you know, the Dolphins are in a weird place. And they're a team that could take a big plummet. Case Keenum, aforementioned, they got to let him hit the market. And I don't think Zimmer believes in him big time. Jimmy Graham's gotten old. There's no way the Seahawks are giving him $10 million again. One of the worst trades in the history of the league, as far as I'm concerned. So, we'll see. Like I said, some of these names are going to drop today. We'll find out. We'll find out big time. Let's tap out right there. We'll come back right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, more of The Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah, it's me. Welcome back to The Attack. Black, you. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY as we get ready to wrap up this edition. And, looking around, and the quarterback trials and tribulations. Every team needs one. Some know how to get them. Some don't. John Fox, who, well... He was in a weird position when he walked in the door. And look, I understand that John Fox is a good football coach. And somewhere down the line, they're going to appreciate the fact that he kind of laid the foundation for a pretty good football team. But Mark Trestman was just, wrong guy, wrong time. And they knew it right away, and they got him out of there. Upper management with Chicago has been replaced. He was a dead man walking last year. He knew it. Everybody else knew it. He was 14-34 in his time in Chicago. And, unfortunately, you're hired to be fired. And these guys know it. There's no great mystery. But Matt Nagy's going to take it to the next level. They got their young quarterback. They're hoping. Ryan Pace, he'll do okay, hopefully. But, he's also missed on some of the free agents that he signed. I mean, don't forget, he hired, Mike Glennon and then immediately replaced him. So, we'll see. I kind of feel bad for Fox. I hope he lands as a DC somewhere because he's pretty darn good. Tap out right there. Hope you enjoyed it today. We'll be back with more fun and frivolity tomorrow here on The Attack. Bye-bye.